decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody will be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy, glad to have you aboard. We have a great program for you tonight. We're going into part five of Whores, Harlots, and False Gods. You don't want to miss it, ladies and gentlemen. You know why? Because the truth, how hard the truth is, it is extremely hard to find the truth. The Bible said, buy the truth and sell it not. But there will come a famine in the land in the last days when there's more preached about a Savior, more things talked about a Creator, and yet people know less about what they ought to know because of the false prophets, those that have caused His people to forget His name for the Baal gods. And ladies and gentlemen, the name that is the most popular Christian name in Christianity is one of the suspect names. Now, we're going to tell you this, and we want you to prove all things. Did you know? And this is not offensive. This is just truth. Please do not be offended by the truth. We're not here to offend you or to make an enemy out of you because we tell you the truth. We're here to tell you the truth that we may save you from those who would seek to destroy you with the names of a seamright system that has become so popular. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, that happened in the days of Israel when in the days of Elijah. Did you know that the whole nation had gone into a false worship, into a false religious system with a false name? And you say, well, that would never happen to us, Pastor Buddy, because we've got the New Testament now. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as I have many times, the New Testament wasn't given unto the so-called Christian church, the denominational system, until the 15th century or thereabout. Up until that time, in 325, gave you the history of how Constantine assembled the bishops of Rome. Now, if you don't know anything about the Church of Rome, then you don't know what my message is about tonight. And you'd have to do your study. Whores. Now, the whore church, Revelation 17, it is the city that sits on seven hills. It identifies it as sitting on many people, much water. Waters represented the people. The seven hills or seven mountains were the city of the great kings that reign over the earth. These are the power players. Matters little as we know that Stalin said about free elections, democratic elections, it's not those that vote, it's those that count the votes. Well, it's not those who believe, it's those who have caused you to believe. And the Bible said they will cause all to receive a mark of blasphemy. And yet this is the most popular name in Christianity. And it could be, I just want you to investigate, it could be a name of blasphemy. Ladies and gentlemen, is it possible for Satan to deceive the very elect? Well, it takes all of the intellect of the elect to search the scriptures. A famine in the land, not for bread or water, but for hearing the word of Yahweh. We hope and trust tonight, as we are live on WWCR 507 around the world with the Shepherd's Calling. Pastor Buddy, that you stay tuned. We've got a great fifth part of Whores, Harlots, and False Gods. Let's begin in our text tonight. I'm going to use this and tell you exactly what is wrong with the New Testament theory about the name of a Savior. Did you know that in Philippians chapter 2, where we're going to go, and we're going to start at verse 5, listen to me, let me make this a point very clear. You must have the name of the true God, not the false God, not the many gods, not the God that seems right, but the true God, the God of Israel. Now, who is the God of Israel? It's not Jehovah. Ladies and gentlemen, the error of the translators, and of course, Mr. Strong, when he come along, he was selling concordances when he keyed everything in the Bible to the Greek and the Hebrew numbering system. He took every word and keyed it to a Strong's number. Well, did you know that Jehovah is erroneous and yet Strong, who knew the Hebrew name of the Creator, Yahweh, he went ahead, in order to sell the concordances, went along with the name Jehovah and put it in a place of the name of Yahweh. Well, the King James people that wrote the Bible, or had it translated, or have been the authors of the translations for hundreds of years, Nelson Printers out of Nashville, one of the largest Bible printers in the world, came out with the new King James Open Bible. Hear me well now. Take notes and check Pastor Buddy out. I'm not here for my health. I'm certainly not here for wages. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to inform you that you must search the scriptures in the time of famine. Not for bread or water. There's a famine, ladies and gentlemen. In all the information age that we live in, there is so much deception. First of all the Judeo-Christians believe that Christ was a Jew. Wrong. He was not a Jew. Falsehood number two. All of the Judeo-Christian people hold that the Jews are God's chosen people. Wrong. That is not provable in Scripture. And here's Pastor Buddy with a $5,000 reward for anybody that can prove that the Jews are God's chosen people. But you see where my dilemma is tonight in bringing truth? After a lie has been told and repeated so many times in the past, and tradition has crept in, they love a lie, they believe a lie, because it's been taught from their youth, or their mothers and daddies inherited the lies of their fathers, and so on and so forth. And when truth or true prophets come along, they sound so strange and ridiculous that they're cast aside as lunatics, or as deranged, or as demonic. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, I will assure you, after 50 years plus of searching the scriptures, I've earned my stripes the hard way. If I know anything, it is that Satan is so crafty that he would, if he could, deceive the very elect. Now, who's the elect? Those who had their names written on the Lamb's book from the foundation of the world. They are Jacob, Israel, scattered abroad. The white European Western nations that now, along with Canada, the United States, are now Ephraim and Manasseh, with Great Britain attached to the two houses that are to restore the house of Yehuda and the house of Israel, which are the 10 northern tribes. And there's going to be a revelation, according to the 11th chapter of the book of Romans, verses 25 and 26, in the last days, in the midst of the famine, there shall come a deliverer, someone with the information, someone with the truth, someone with the revelation, proving all things, that that, number one, the Jews are not God's chosen people. Number two, that Christ was not a Jew. And three, that Jesus is not the name of the Savior of Jacob Israel. This is a name that has been applied by a church in the Bible, given to us by the Catholic Church. And the harlots, who are the denominational systems, they came out with that name. It was given to us by a system. Now, ladies and gentlemen, did you know that our nation is being literally run over, invaded by the name of their Savior? Let me repeat that. Did you know that our nation, you better get used to the name Jesus, because all of the nations abroad are coming in, most of them using the name of Jesus, which was the original Latin Spanish version of the name that we now call Jesus, which is modified by the English language. Jesus. Boy, there's Jesus's coming across the border, stealing into our country. Every day we get the Jesus's filling the land. Is that the name of your Savior? Is this a common name? The people being named, is this the name of our Savior? Well, we're going to find out. The second chapter of the book of Philippians, chapter 5. Let me read for you. Let this mind be in you which was in the Messiah. Oh, my. Let it be in you which was in the Messiah, who being, listen to this, the Messiah, was in the form of God. Oh, my. That just runs chills and gives me thrills that this man, whatever his name was, and you say, well, Pastor Buddy, well, we know his name is Jesus or Jesus because the New Testament says so. Oh, really? Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. John 10:30, I and my Father are one. Then the Jews, who you think is God's chosen people, stoned this man because he made himself God. Here Paul is making him God, who being in the form of God. Verse 6 of Philippians chapter 2, read it. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. John 10:30 and 31 and 32, listen to what it said. And then the Messiah, who was in the form of God, Yahweh in a flesh body, came unto his own received it not. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. How many scriptures does it take for Pastor Buddy to get the truth of the Creator being into your presence where you can bow the knee with your knee and confess with your mouth his name must be, if it's not, you're in serious trouble, ladies and gentlemen. Must be in your forehead. His name must be in your forehead. Now, if it's the name of the Father, because the Son's name and the Father's name is the same, and it's not Jesus, and it's not Jesus, it's not Yahshua. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, you see, I have to take issue with everybody. I ain't got no friends nowhere except in the kingdom of heaven and the family of Yahweh on the earth, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. John 17:6, the Messiah, Yahweh Shua in the flesh body in the form of God, who was God in the flesh, told them what the Father's name was. It had been kept hid from them. Peter had never heard it. He'd never been in a service where they spoke the name of the Hebrew Creator. You think it was Jesus? You think Peter preached Jesus' name in Acts 2:38? This is the Catholic Church of deception, the horror. That's give you a name, you took it and run with it without investigating, without praying, without fasting, and without bowing down and calling on heaven as a witness. And the Bible said, search the scriptures. And the Bereans, in the 17th chapter of the book of Acts, check the Old Testament because there was no New Testament to prove the name that Paul was preaching. He made himself of no reputation, verse 7, but took upon him the form of a servant. You see, he didn't come to be God. He came to be a man. He's already God. He came to do something that you couldn't do. You couldn't become God. So he became a man and brought himself, or lowered himself, but came as a servant and brought himself down to your level, which was made in the likeness of men. And then found, listen to me, oh my, and been found in fashion as a man. Oh, who was he before he came, brother buddy? The form of God was manifested in a flesh body when God, John 4:24, God is a spirit, as I told you, St. John 4:24, and you got to worship him in the truth. What is the truth? You shall know the truth. But the deceivers and the deceived will never hear the truth because they never check nothing out. The Bible said, study to show yourself approved, workman that needeth not to be ashamed, who being in the form of a fashion of a man humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now, verse 9 will be my text. Therefore, God the Father now, listen to me. Therefore, God, the Spirit, gave him and exalted him with a name, given him a name. He gave him a name. You think it's Jesus? Are you banking on Jesus to be the name given? And all these other people that are coming into the country are named Jesus? Isn't it, wouldn't it be a shame for you and a dishonor for you to even address somebody with the name of the Creator without any reverence as a moral man, especially those that don't even know him, ain't even the kind that Yahweh would choose to start with? Don't you understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this is a name above every name? And yet, this common name, what was it in 1611, Pastor Buddy? Well, go back there and read it. In the Latin, it was Jesus. And when this whore church and the ministry came by, they just told the people to call on God when they wanted to know who he was. They said, just Jesus. Jesus. And here the people today are calling on Jesus. They modified it into the English to suit their purpose. And then we go over to the Old Testament when they call him Jehovah, which don't have a G sound. And the difference between the two, yet both start with a J, neither one of them is proper, neither one of them is correct, both of them is false and adulterous. No wonder Pastor Buddy's preaching on the whore and the harlots. These prostituting spiritual bastards that will not have the truth, never have the truth. You couldn't melt them in hot wax and mold them into the truth. They will not have the truth. You know why? Because there's no truth in them. That's what the Messiah said, who being in the form of God and was given a name above every name. Now, verse 10, at the name of Jesus. Now, work on that a little bit, folks. Jesus in Spanish. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow? At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow? Are you going to bank on that in the New Testament being correct, that that's the Father's name in the Old Parchment? You better dig a little deeper. You better begin on a solid foundation. And the name of Yahweh is a strong tower, as I have been telling you throughout the series, Proverbs 18 and 10 and Deuteronomy 28 and 10. They shall see that you're called by the name of Yahweh. Oh, they hate this name. You can go ahead and blaspheme a name of Jesus or Jesus or Yahshua, you're not going to get in close to the Father's name. Although Yahshua means Yahweh is Savior, but that's not his name. That was the name of a little general called in the English language Joshua. You think that was the name of the Creator? You think Joshua would take upon himself the name of the Creator? He took upon a type of the name. As the one from the house of Ephraim, the birthright tribe that led the people of Israel, the children of Israel, into the promised land. Therefore, it was fitting for Yahshua to lead them in. But that's not the Creator's name. You don't bow at the name of Yahshua. You don't bow at the name of Jesus. You don't bow at the name of Jesus. You don't bow at these other Baal names. You bow at the name of Yahweh. Every knee shall bow to that name. You'll do it now, or you'll do it at judgment when you will hear him say, "Depart from me." If you don't get it right here, you're not going to get it right there. If you don't serve him here, you're not going to serve him there. If you don't love him here good enough to obey Mark 12, 28 and 29. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one. Got a name above every name? You know a name above this name? Why use a substitute when the name of the Creator's never been changed? It was the saving name. You say, "Well, Pastor, buddy, now, I just don't know. Glory to God, you're going too fast for me, and I just don't realize." All right, let's go back here. Let's go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 3 now. And I'm going to start at verse 14. "For this cause I bow my knee to the Father of our Messiah." Now, "for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of the Messiah." Now, "in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word was made flesh." And in John 14, verse 9, Philip said, "Lord." No, he didn't say Lord. That's a English additive. Ladies and gentlemen, put in there purposely for you to forget the name that Lord replaced, the YHWH. "Show us the Father," this great mystery of 1 Timothy 3:16 that I preached on last Sunday night. "Great is the mystery of godliness, for God was manifest in the flesh." God was preached into the world. Who was it? Yahshua? Jesus? No. Yahweh, the shepherd of the sheep of Ezekiel chapter 34. The great I Am of the book of Exodus chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. I am that I am. John chapter 5, verse 32. "If you do not believe that I am he, you shall die in your sin." The causative verb to be, Hayah, Eliezer, Hayah, I am that I am. The definition, the explanation, and the sounding of his name went forth into all the earth. Pharaoh knew his name. Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian God, knew his name. He bowed his knee to this name. He said, "Yahweh, the eternal God of the Hebrews." This is the God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war for our very spiritual survival. And salvation is to the house of Israel and no one else. And this is the name whereby she shall be called. In the book of Ephesians chapter 1, this is the God that Paul was preaching about, of whom the whole family, the Father, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Listen to me. Of whom the whole family. Ladies and gentlemen, the Father's name was Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, to the dismay and the disappointment of all the false prophets, the deceived and the being deceived, the name Jesus is not the name of the Father. The name of the Father, 5,823 times been replaced in the King James Masoretic text. 5,823 times the name of Yahweh, the Savior of the house of Israel. And yet, we have been led down by the whore to accept and bow to. And then here come along the Messianic Jews, the wannabes. I call them wannabes. Oh, They're using Yahushua. Ladies and gentlemen, that is just as deceptive. There's as many scriptures in the Bible for Jesus or Jesus as there is for Yahushua. N-O-N-E. None. None. Why? You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I've got the New Testament right here, and of course, if you use the Y as the J, and you know, I've heard him spell it. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, his name was four sacred letters. The Father's name had four sacred letters, and the Son had six or five? Don't think so. I wouldn't think so. The Son said, John 5:43, I am. Come in my Father's name. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father that sufficeth us. And the Messiah said unto him in the book of John, chapter 14, let not your heart be troubled. Ladies and gentlemen, this great mystery shouldn't be no great mystery. Did you know that the devil has come to change the name? He'll give you any excuse to call him anything but Yahweh. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, now let me show you something here now. Glory to God and hallelujah, shun thy. I got the Holy Ghost, boy. Man, I mean, I'm full of it. Yeah, you're full of it, all right. You're full of stupidity and ignorance. There's no wisdom of the name or the knowledge in you anywhere, and yet you want to claim you're full of the Holy Ghost. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know where the Holy Ghost dwells. It will not dwell in an unclean temple. And if you're not repented and baptized in the name of Yahweh, you're still in your sins, and nobody in their sins can have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because he don't put his spirit in an unclean temple. He don't put it in a temple that's deceived. He don't put it in a temple that's got a false name on it. Yahweh only dwells in the temple of his people that have repented and been baptized in his name for the remission of sin. Now we're going to the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14, and I'm going to give you a clue here of what the word Emmanuel, this is Isaiah 7:14. And here's what it says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14. Have you ever read it, ladies and gentlemen? Do you know that in the book of Isaiah, that it says, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel? Oh, my. Yeah, that was Jesus. What was the father's name, Jesus? You're going to name... Did you know that the Hebrew custom was for them to name their sons after the father? Especially the firstborn? Well, here's the firstborn. Yahweh's getting his firstborn. And thou shalt call him Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat. And he shall know to refuse the evil and to choose the good. Oh my, what good did he choose? The word? How did he refuse the evil? He refused to bow to Satan in some other name. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to bow and be washed away or rocked to and fro like a shipless or a rudderless ship cast to and fro upon the sea with every wind and doctrine and the sly cunning craftiness of these that lay in wait to deceive, you'll never know this man, Emmanuel. Here he says, thou shalt bear a son and call his name Emmanuel. Well, is that what they called him, Pastor Buddy? They called him Yahweh. Oh, Pastor Buddy, they would have killed him if he'd have called him, if the angel had called him Yahweh. You go back over here to Matthew chapter 1. Now, the birth of the Messiah. When Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found of child of the Holy Ghost. God is a spirit. God overshadowed Mary. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that when God overshadowed Mary, that they called his name Emmanuel? This is Matthew 1:21. Matthew 1:21. Read it, ladies and gentlemen. Find out what the name of this son was. Thou shalt call him Yahweh. And this is the interpretation of that name, Yahweh. What was it, Pastor Buddy? Behold, a virgin shall be with child. Verse 23, behold, a virgin shall be with child. This is the prophecy fulfillment. And shall bring forth a son. This is a son of God. This is a son of Yahweh. And they called him by his name, Yahweh, which being interpreted, God with us. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that the truth will set you free? Don't you know that it's time for all good men to stand up and to be counted in this great name of Yahweh? I want you to know that it's a name above every name. That at the name of Yahweh, every tongue shall confess. Ladies and gentlemen, what is this great, wonderful, magnanimous name? What's Yahweh? How is it Yahweh? Because it's the battlefield name. Down at the bottom of there, this is Pastor Buddy. I'm coming back with part two. Stay tuned. We'll give you a little the battlefield song.
I told him that I was going to serve him till I die.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Glad to be on the battlefield tonight with you, joining you in our Bible study, hoping, trusting, praying that you'll see this revelation. Matthew 28:19 says to baptize in the name of the Father. What is the Father's name, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, it's Jehovah, Pastor Buddy. Well, then you better get baptized in Jehovah's name. What's the son's name? Oh, it's Jesus, Pastor Buddy. Well, you better get baptized in Jesus and join all these other Jesuses running around all over the country. Ladies and gentlemen, and then you are in elite company. Oh, yes, the whole world is filled with a common name. But the Bible says that the Master, the Messiah, who revealed the name of the Father in John 17:6, and John 17:26, he manifested and revealed it and told them what it was and sent them forth and said, baptize in the name of the Father. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they baptize in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins. If you've got that name in your forehead, you've had your sins remitted and you're full of the Holy Ghost of knowledge. You see, the Holy Ghost is not a whole lot of shake, grottle, and rolling. You think it's an emotional fit that you have to run and take, and you have to, stammer and do all these things that they call the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I spent 30 years under the tutelage of the prophet William Branham, a great, one of, if not the greatest prophet in the last century. And I learned the oneness revelation of the Creator. I heard William Branham state right out of his own mouth that the name Jehovah was not the correct name. He said, now, I know it was not pronounced Jehovah by the Hebrew people, and how correct he was. But ladies and gentlemen, time It was not time for that name to be revealed. And now, the rest of the story. Chapter 2, the final act, coming up to the third chapter, which is the final chapter of the end time scenario, and it's dress-up time. It's get-ready time. It's prepare to meet your Creator. Who is he, Pastor Buddy? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't change, ladies and gentlemen. You know why? Because if he changed, then you'd never have the faith to believe in him. Now, by him not changing, he gave you the right to preach, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm going to the third chapter talking about the branch. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that the name of the branch was to be the name of Emmanuel, God with us? All right, listen to me. Chapter 3, verse 8. Hear now, O Joshua, or Yahshua, that's what his name was. This is the little general, we call him, that led the people into the promised land. The high priest thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch. Talking to Yahshua, the little general. Now he says, little general, I'm going to bring forth someone that will be the eternal Savior. You redeemed. You were the Savior then. You led my people in as the champion of their cause. Now behold, I will come. I will come. Behold, it is I. I am the good shepherd. Behold, in that day you will know when I am among my sheep. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know he came, he saw, and he conquered. And he gave us a name that is above every name, and the whole family. It's very simple. What's the name of the Father? Yahweh. What's the name of the Son? Yahweh. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, they would have killed him if he'd have told them he was Yahweh. They throwed stones at him. They stoned him. And they killed him because he said he was Yahweh, a man making himself a Yahweh. And you wonder and you ponder and you try to give him another name, you false prophets of gain, just because everybody's against me, should I change if I've got the truth? No and never. Ladies and gentlemen, the fight, the good fight of faith, keep the faith and don't deny his name. I am not preaching names. Listen to me well. I don't preach names, I preach a name. Acts 4:11 and 12 says there is none other name. Is it Yahshua? No. Is it Jesus? No. Is it Jesus? No. Is it any other of the Baal prophets, gods? No. Is it one of the many gods? I could name Talmuz and go on and on and on and on. And these pagan gods, Zeus? No. Well, what is his name, Pastor Buddy? Ladies and gentlemen, the only name that the house of Israel has ever had, the only one she ever will have, is the name of the whole family in heaven and in earth. Now, the Father's in heaven. His name is Yahweh. The Son came to earth in a flesh body that was Yahweh in a flesh body. I can give you scripture. I could be here for the next 10 hours and never miss a beat. I know every scripture that can be brought on the oneness doctrine, and most of it came from the revelation of William Branham, the prophet of the day. He had a divine gift of healing. He didn't have a divine gift of doing anything other than what Yahweh told him he was going to use him for. A lot of people made him to be the last day prophet. He was not Elijah. Who was he, Pastor Buddy? He was one of the witnesses that would come, that would set up the way and prepare the way. Did you know that most of the denominational system fought Mr. Branham because he wouldn't have any other God except one? Of course, he preached that Jesus Christ was God of the flesh, but like most people do, because the deception of the great Antichrist system that has given us a name that we live by, but we're dead. So, ladies and gentlemen, he prophesied before he died, killed by a drunk driver, by the way, prophesied his own death, killed by a drunk driver, destroyed the other two great prophets of that day, Mr. Graham and Mr. Roberts. They survived. And Mr. Branham met a tragic death for the truth that he preached, because Satan was angry and mad. And now the final phase, the true name that Mr. Branham wondered about, now coming to you through the ministry of Pastor Buddy. I'm not the only one that preaches this divine name, but you can believe one thing. I believe it as strong as anybody that walks in shoe leather. Why? Because it's provable in the Old Testament. It's provable in the New that he had a name above every name, and at the name of Yahweh, they stoned him, John 10:30, for making himself Yahweh. Listen to this. I'm going to bring forth my servant the branch. Oh, the stem out of Jesse. Oh, the kinsman redeemer. Oh, my. Hallelujah. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Yeshua, upon one stone, shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith Yahweh. What name do you think he engraved upon that great magnanimous stone? This is the stone that was set at naught of the builders. It wasn't Yahshua that was set aside. That's not his name. Ladies and gentlemen, these unbelieving Trinitarians that defy oneness. Oneness is the exclusive righteousness of a select elect people that will have no other gods or deities before them. I happen to be one of the strongest oneness ministers in the good old U.S. of A., and I'm proud of every oneness thought that I have. Hear, O Israel, Mark 12:29, Deuteronomy 6:4, Israel bowed to no other god, and when they did bow to other gods that wasn't in the name of Yahweh, they reaped a whirlwind. And did you know that in the days to come, he said, I will scatter you abroad for your transgressions. Ladies and gentlemen, the great physician, the sustainer of life, the true bread, the way, the truth, and the light, the one's coming back because he came here and he's got wounds in his body. How many beings do you think is going to come back? Well, if Yahshua comes back, where's Yahweh at? We say, well, Pastor Buddy, Yahweh and Yahshua is the same person, but they've got two different names. That's stupidity. What name are you going to bow to? Listen, folks, if salvation is in the name of Jesus Christ, you better be baptized in that name. If salvation is in the name of Yahshua, you better get in that name. But if salvation, according to the book, we're going to read it here, in the Gospel of Isaiah, again, we can read this about 20 different times, but we'll just briefly, for the sake of time, and ladies and gentlemen, would you believe that my time is just, oh my, how fast it goes when you're delighted in the Father, and the Father is delighted into you. I'm the Holy One, not the Holy Two. Not the Holy Three. What name do you want to be baptized in? What name do you declare to have salvation in it? If you declare any other name except the name of Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh, the Redeemer. I am the first and I am the last. I am not two. I am not three. I am not many. I am one. Hear, O Israel, I am one. And the Bible says, the common people of Mark chapter 12, verse 35, heard him quickly. They got in this name when I heard this great name preached. I am Yahweh. Listen to me now. Isaiah 43:10. You are my servants whom I have chosen that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he, not we, not us, or not them. I am he. He is alone and by himself. Who laid the foundation of earth? By himself. Well, ladies and gentlemen, before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Isaiah 43:10. Verse 11. I am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and I have saved and I have showed you that there was no strange God. And yet, the denominational whore in the harlot system has made another God called by another name. And ladies and gentlemen, it will not wash. Listen to me. Isaiah 45 and verse 18. I am Yahweh that created the heavens, God myself that formed the earth and made it. I have established it. I created it not in vain. I formed it to be inhabited. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. Listen to me now. I have spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I am Yahweh that speaketh righteousness. I declare, and I have showed. Assemble yourselves and come together. Verse 20. Verse 21. Tell you. Tell them. Bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Isaiah 45, verse 21. Who hath declared this from the ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I Yahweh? And there is no God else beside me? God, a Savior, and there is none beside me. Listen to me now, verse 22. Look unto me, look unto us, look unto them, look unto many, no. Look unto me, who's me? I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. I am the first and the last, and beside me there is no God. Look unto me, and be you saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. And ladies and gentlemen, when you preach this one, this message, boy, the Trinitarians and the Trinitarians cringe. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all they can do. They hump up little sneaky, conniving snakes. Even Israel has gone all over to this apostasy, declaring more than one name. Ladies and gentlemen, be ashamed. Corrupt communication will bring evil manners, and evil manners will produce corrupt communication. They speak out of their mouth that the Son had one name, and that the Father had another name, and that they don't match, they're not the same, or they get close. We're not pitching horseshoe here, ladies and gentlemen. We're bringing a name. My name is Johnson, Yakahana in the Hebrew. That means that I am a son of Johnson. What's your last name? That's the only one you got, isn't it? Well, do you bear your father's name? If you're a male, it's a dishonor for you to take any other name than the name of the blood that flows in your body. I am his, and he is mine. I'm in him, and he's in me. And it's one. There's not two in here wrestling for supremacy. How long will you be divided between two names? Well, isn't it time for you to declare the only true name? I am the Savior. I've established this earth and I ain't created it in vain. Oh, my. Listen to me now. Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come that men should be men. And let me explain this. If there's any salvation in the name of Yahshua, you get in it. You use it. You messianic, you messianic Jews, you wannabes, use this foreign substitute name. Use the name of a common man back in the days, just like the people of Zeus are using a common name of those people that call themselves Jesus. No difference. Same spirits trying to deceive the very elect. Isaiah 46, you transgressors, verse 8. You transgressors, verse 9. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the very beginning, Alpha Omega, the Aleph and the Toph. Isaiah, listen to me, folks. I want you to know that this great gospel of the book of Isaiah will give you the information of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. As I close it out, hear me well as I read it in your presence. Isaiah 9 and 6, for unto us a child is born. Well, they sing about him, they put him in a manger, they rock him and call him Jesus. Ain't the way. That's not the truth, no. And that's not the light. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called the Wonderful Counselor. Oh my, you better take counsel. The Mighty God, Emmanuel, Yahweh with us. Show us the Father. Have I been so long with you and you've not known me? I've revealed my name to you, preached my name, baptized in the name of the Father, baptized in the name of the Son, baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost, which is the name of Yahweh, the name that's got salvation. And you can bank on this as we read for the final scripture, the 12th chapter of the book of Isaiah, quickly, for behold, God is my salvation. This is Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. For behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yahweh, for the Lord Jehovah. Now, wait a minute, folks. This same Lord and Jehovah has the same number. Lord and Jehovah is the same. But is Jehovah correct? No, it's an erroneous rendering according to the King James Bible, which the name Jehovah was never in the original anyway. It's Yahovah. That was because the vowel points got mixed up by the Masoretics of the 8th century A.D. Ladies and gentlemen, the name Jehovah. But I have got salvation. My name is Yahweh. I'll not give my glory to another. And ladies and gentlemen, you better get on the battlefield before Yahweh. This is a hard saying, and who can hear it? I love you very much. And those that are listening to me tonight that would like to be baptized in the name of Yahweh, I want you to call me up. I want you to make that confession of faith and say, Pastor Buddy, I want the name of salvation. Pastor Buddy, I want the name, the only name given that's got salvation. Pastor Buddy, I want the name that is provable 7,000 times in the Bible. Pastor Buddy, I want to repent of my sins, and I want to be baptized in that name. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to me on the Internet, you can send me an email. Just send it to... I'll give you my email address if you'd like to know my address. That's buddy1@centurytale.net. buddy1@centurytale.net. My website is pastorbuddy.org. Pastorbuddy.org. .net is my other website. .net and .org. That's Pastor Buddy. Just type in Pastor Buddy in your search engine, and that'll bring you to our websites. And you'll find information of oneness about the name of Yahweh, the only name. I'll challenge any preacher in the land that'll read both the Old and the New Testament. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said to prove all things. If you ain't got the schoolmaster to prove your new covenant, you've got the wrong covenant, or you've got the wrong schoolmaster. And so then, we're here to set things in order to bring you the name of the mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. That's PastorBuddy.org, PastorBuddy.net, or Buddy1 at CenturyTale.net. Now, my number tonight is Pastor Buddy, 423-626-2172. That's Pastor Buddy at 626-2172 with an area code of 423. It's 423-626-2172. You can write me. Send me a letter. I need your help to preach this gospel. I'll bring you revelation every Sunday night. Scriptures that have been hidden for generations and now coming to light through the anointed gospel and the grace of our Savior, Yahweh Shua, wrapped in a flesh body. That's Yahweh Savior. Oshua means Savior in Hebrew. Soter is Savior in Greek and Savior in English. Yahweh is His name. He is the Savior of those that believe of the house of Israel. Now, write me. Post Office Box 2284. Just address your cards and letters to Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284. That's Post Office Box 2284. New Tazewell. That's NEWTAZEWELL. New Tazewell, Tennessee. 37824. Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the old time on the wall's caught up with me. I've got to get on, and don't you know that we're on the battlefield for Yahweh? We love you very much. I'll see you next Sunday night on Worldwide, WWCR 5070, around the world with a mighty voice and a transmitting jewel of the South, live out of Nashville, Tennessee, The Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy.